flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Karam Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, it's football. It's a Friday. I'm about to say football Friday. I mean, in a way.
Kind of.
It's a Friday here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. And John Lopez, Reginald Atitula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you, feeling the vibes, enjoying ourselves. But I feel like my man over here to my right, John Lopez, is getting a little antsy.
I am. I mean, shouldn't you be?
No, I feel pretty good. I'm good.
How are you, Figgy?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
What to be antsy about?
Well, we're good with Texans just sort of like, I won't say wringing their hands, but
let's yeah, just, that's heavy.
Let's say weighing their options.
Thoroughly weighing their options.
For a lot longer than most NFL teams do. A lot longer. You know, hell, they call it Black Monday for a reason. You know, the day after, the Monday after the end of the
regular season,
things start to shake. Now, they had things to do after the regular season, but D'Amico Ryans came in and said, yeah, I'm going to take about a week, you know.
That's right.
We'll take this week, I think is what he said.
Correct.
So, I think what's going on? I mean, you know, we can speculate all we want. My point is, if you're going to make a move, you should already have all the data and information and have had these discussions. You know, what are you doing or are you just going to stand pat?
Well, I think that this one is a particularly, I don't want to say difficult because that's not the right word, but it's not a cut and dry situation, right? They like Bobby Slowick, right?
Obviously. I think D'Amico really likes Bobby Slowick.
And on top of that, like, and I'm not just talking about general emotion.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of factors involved, including C.J. Stroud, who got up on the podium and talked about how he would like to continue working with Bobby Slowick. I don't think that this is a Bobby Slowick is flat out bad,
mm-hmm.
right? There's maybe a question of how much did the system fit here?
Yeah, we've talked
about
it.
How much, you know, is the development happening in the way that you want to? Like, it's a little bit more situational, and so... All right, the idea that, okay, you're going to come in and immediately fire him. I don't know that it is something where you go, anything is better than this, I need to fire him. Like, is that the way that you feel about the Bobby Slowick tenure as of right now?
Well, I'm looking at this more from just a human perspective.
No, I hear you, but I think the reason why I'm saying this is, I think that there has to be a full accounting, and I imagine that this team, and not imagine, I am certain that this team threw themselves fully into the playoffs, and once you get to the back half of, okay, now the playoffs are over, now we want to do the evaluation and not just should Bobby be here, but what is the alternative if he is not? Because mm-hmm. again, unless you're in a place where you know, this is just flatly unacceptable and anything that we go and find is going to be better than what we have right now, I think that ends up in the circumstance where you go, boom, thank you for your job. Thank you for doing what you did. You know, we wish you the best in your destiny going forward and we'll look somewhere else. And then you go find something. But in the place, I think this is a little more nebulous where you're like, all right, we still believe that Bobby can do some things, but let's go ahead and look around and see, are there better options? And I think that is what leads you to a certain amount of time.
I think that's what it is. It seemed, to me, I feel like it's a little more difficult than what we think. I don't think it's just that one person, like, make a decision on this one person. I think you're looking at the person, you're looking at the roster. wondering if maybe you can turn over the offensive line. It could be all type of stuff, man. I think they're probably having long conversations on who should it be. Should it be the coaching, a.k.a. Bobby, or can we flip this roster keep Bobby? I think it's a lot of different options.
I totally agree with all that. And we've talked about it. You know, they have to make a decision. Are we going to have wholesale changes on the offensive line, or are we going to change our offensive coordinator? But my point is, okay, you said this week. That's a long time, first of all, and there are things that you have to consider. And by the way, Bobby Slowick is sitting there going, man, do I need to get my resume ready? Gerard Johnson is already it's being reported that he's a candidate for the Jets offensive coordinator job.
I think that was Albert Breer as soon as Aaron Glenn officially decided that he was going to go to the Jets.
Bill Lazor is the senior offensive assistant who has been an offensive coordinator in the NFL. Is he sitting there going, what do I do? You know?
That's kind of the name of the football game, ain't it?
I mean, usually you either know or you absolutely see it coming.
But do it seem like they're kind of leaning more towards the coaching staff if it's taking this long? Because for you saying that, I feel like they would have gave him way more time.
I don't know where he's leaning. I really don't know.
But it seemed like maybe he's probably is staying, and maybe they're doing something else. I don't think they're going to wait this long.
Ben McDaniel's brother just got an OC job. I mean, there are that's four names right there. Slowick, Gerard Johnson, Ben McDaniels, Bill Lazor, all on the offensive side. They're sitting there going, man, what's going on? What do we do here? And my point is, it normally doesn't take this long.
So are you maybe thinking that I'm trying to read what you're saying, but mm-hmm. I also don't want to put words in your mouth, right? So I'm trying to find a balance here. Mm-hmm. But do you then believe that means that Bobby Slowick returns, a second-year coordinator with a lot of plausible deniability, at least when it comes to the offensive line, mm-hmm. right? We know that that is the foundation of an offense, and the foundation was shaky at best this year. And we also know that there was a shift in the way that they did things, a plan of attack that Bobby Slowick feels very strongly about. So in order to change away from that, there had to be a real tacit acknowledgement that, yo, this is just not the way it needs to be. Do you believe that maybe the organization is willing to go and concede that, okay, if we change the offensive line, we can still ring out good offense? Can we still build up? Because, I understand how you can get to that place while also I have concerns about, all right, the more that you caught please in a way mm-hmm. on, okay, but it was this reason, it was this variable, it was that, you could find yourself in a tough place where you look up and you go, actually, this didn't end up being what I
wanted. So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
No, my answer is I don't know. Only D'Amico and Nick Caserio and some very high-ranking people kind of know which direction they're leaning. What I will say is, personally, I hope they change the offensive line. I do believe
that's not. I don't think you got to hope. That's a guarantee at this point. Feels very
well.
Evident.
Then that would lean toward maybe Bobby staying. I would guess, given the relationship with D'Amico, which is very close, given the offense that has worked with different types of offensive linemen. So I would say they're leaning that way. But I mean, if they're leaning that way, it kind of needs
Bobby's staying.
It needs to happen. You know, do they even need to say anything if it's staying?
Maybe they wait. I mean, today, Friday, maybe they waiting on that news dump.
Yeah.
To say after 5 p.m., hey, he's staying. Everybody's staying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know that they would say it explicitly, but I mean,
you would get reports or whatever.
And I feel like you would have to,
right?
I feel like you would have to, at least that, hey, there's a, because at some point you would need to start turning your attention to like building a team, right? Mm-hmm. And again, we have all acknowledged that there are things that need to shift. I mean, just inherently with any offseason, if you end a season where you did not get to where you were hoping to get to, it felt like, you know, this team got to, and I don't want to make that a season long arc, but you were close enough and you were like, you could smell the AFC championship game. You didn't get there. You want to get to those places. DeMeco has said that explicitly, that is his goal, to take this team and this organization to that place that they had not been before, which is the AFC championship game and hopefully beyond. If you want to do that, you immediately go to work on how do we change this team. And you've had people talk about how there will be changes with this team. And so, yeah, no, the offensive line is the clear place where that was not sufficient and things need to change, likely personnel-wise. Mm-hmm. By the time you start doing those things, if you have not made some level of changes, I think it would be very abundantly clear. And, of course, there are people that have their ear to the ground that would hear certain things.
Yeah, they would have it.
You would have to know at some point. But, yeah, I am with you. I understand that, hey, man, I would like to know. But I kind of understand the week. Now, if we start getting into next week and we ain't heard anything, that's when I'm getting real concerned. Because, again, there are people being hired. Ben Johnson is there. Yeah. Ben Cohen now there. People are being put in place, and those other positions are going to start. So even if you, like, even outside of the courtesy of the guys that you currently have hired, allowing them to find somewhere to be, just the selfish nature of, okay, if you ultimately decide that you were going to make a move, who is going to be out there that you would be able to go and talk to, and you want to make sure that you have
the
best opportunity.
See, that's the other side of it. Yeah, that's it. I mean, you do have, you know, to fill those jobs if you fill them. Now, I do think, like, the Texans have to know, well, they do. This line really wasn't good last year.
No.
You know, not this past season, 2023. And but they kind of did it with, it was all found money, you know. They went, you know, they
actually played better with the found money.
Yeah, exactly. So they have to know the line is probably the answer where you have to change, but that gets a little dicey.
Well, it's one of the answers, right? Yeah. Like I don't think that you can abundantly. If it's one or the other, but I think that that's a false dichotomy. Mm. I don't know that it has to be a one or the other. If it was one or the other, sure. But I don't know that.
Because so line and coordinator?
It can be both.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, again, with the scheme, and I understand, again, I always want to put that disclaimer. The offensive line was a limiting factor. But it felt like there wasn't a lot of variability to what you were doing.
But how much of that, and I'm not trying to defend Bobby, I'm just saying this is why we're having this discussion.
Right.
It seems like okay, what's going on? Something has to happen here.
Right, and even as we are going through this back and forth, you can imagine them going through that back and forth as they try and really, you know, plot the course for what this next season is going to look like. You have to examine all these things, and I appreciate the time and caution being taken. I just want to make sure, and I hope that they don't put themselves in a place where they take too long and they make it more difficult on themselves.
Yeah,
on the
see, that's why I feel like stuff or at least the coaching part will probably stay the same. Mm-hmm. Because if they was really looking for somebody else outside or looking to make a move, I think they would have been said something.
Well, you would have hoped.
Yeah.
But what if it, what's going on here?
I just don't see them maybe Monday or Tuesday saying, hey, we decided to move in a different direction from Bobby.
I don't know if I believe that. It might happen. I don't know. I don't know. Like, literally, no, do not
I mean,
know.
We,
you know?
We all don't know, but I just don't see them taking that much time and letting all these people move around and stuff and just last minute say,
and
you
you're
know
right,
what?
Reggie. Oh, I'm sorry, Figgy, but you're right.
Like, I like hearing that.
Like Bobby. There were some blind spots, there were some bad plays, there were some bad calls, there were some bad scripts, there were some bad game plans. I'm not denying that. How much of that, and this is another part of the discussion that they're having, I'm sure, was because they couldn't do those things with offensive linemen that just don't fit, you know, the play calling or the game plan or whatever.
Right. Now, one thing I will ask you, because, again, this was something that we talked about, right? DeMeco Ryans being only a second-year coach and this being a friend of his and one of his first calls. And clearly, when you get that early staff in, there's level sentimentality and being able to fire your friends or people that you're sentimental to. We were just talking about things that you can't get rid of that you're sentimental to.
Yeah.
How much of that factor do you imagine exists in this? And do you trust DeMeco Ryans to not have that sentimentality and really just operate on what is patently best for the team?
I think a lot, and yes. I think that's a big, big factor. They're tight. They worked together for a long time. It was, as you mentioned, the first call that he made. It's not easy, but I also think he can make that decision.
How confident are you thinking Bobby will be back this coming season?
Percentage-wise?
Oh, yes. Good question.
Percentage-wise? I mean, I don't mean to cop out, but I think it's
50-50.
I think it's 50.
Yeah. Right? Have fun standing on the fence, man.
I'm sorry.
And leaning
you
on
asked.
That fence.
You asked.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, and we remain in this place where, man, I am eagerly awaiting what they do here because, I mean, this is going to be huge for what the season looks like going forward and what you're able to do moving on. But coming up next in the loop, let's get, by the way, just want to let you know, coming up in the noon hour, you'll have a chance to win 4 tickets to the Houston Automotive Show, which is happening January 29th through February 2nd at NRG Center. So keep it locked here. But coming up next in What's Poppin', Ichiro, do you think that he has good intentions with wanting to sit down with that person who kept him off his ballot? We'll talk about that more next.